Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on being aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah ta'ala decided to test three people from the Bani Israel: a leper, a bald person, and a blind person. Three people: a leper, a bald person, and a blind person. So he sent an angel to them. The angel went to the leper and asked, "What would you like the most?" He replied, "A beautiful complexion, lovely skin, and that this disease to which people have an aversion for me must be removed." This was the thing that was troubling him, the skin that he had, this complexion that people were looking at his skin and now they were having an aversion to him. People that have a skin disease that runs through the body, they know how difficult it is. So anyway, the angel asked him, "What would you like the most?" And this is what he replied. So the angel passed his hand over the man and the disease disappeared and he was given a beautiful complexion. The angel asked him, "What type of well do you like the most?" He replied, "Camels," or he said cattle, one of the two. Either he said camels or he said cattle. So he was given a pregnant she-camel. The angel then said, "May Allah Ta'ala bless you in this." Here we learn from this hadith as we're going along, that sometimes when Allah Ta'ala is giving a person things, people, a person is getting things, he mustn't get too excited. This can be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he fulfills the right of it, he does what he's supposed to do, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him in it. But sometimes that same thing that looks like it's good, but it can actually be a means of taking a person further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel then went to the bald man and asked him, "What do you like the most?" He replied, "Beautiful hair, and that this disease to which people have an aversion for me be removed from me." The angel passed his hand over the man and his disease disappeared and he was given beautiful hair. The angel asked him, "What type of well do you like the most?" He replied, "Cattle." So he was given a pregnant cow. The angel then said, "May Allah Ta'ala bless you in this." The angel then went to the blind man and asked him, "What would you like the most?" He replied, "Allah Ta'ala returns my sight so that I may see people." The angel passed his hand over the man and Allah Ta'ala returned his sight to him. The angel asked him, "What type of wealth do you like the most?" He replied, "Sheep." So he was given a pregnant sheep. Each one was given what they liked, what they wanted. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The animals of all give birth and multiplied in number. And Allah Ta'ala started increasing it. Each one got what he wanted and now the animals gave birth and the numbers started multiplying. The first had a valley full of camels, the second had a valley full of cattle, and the third person had a valley full of sheep. The angel then went to the leper. Now the test is coming. The angel went to the leper in the form and appearance of a leper and said, "I am a poor man. My means of travel have been destroyed. Today I have no means of reaching my destination except through the help of Allah Ta'ala and by your assistance." Now he's coming in the form. First the angel came and gave him what he wanted. Now he's coming in the form of a person who requires help. A person who is like a beggar. He's coming in that form. He said, I can only be sorted out through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by your assistance. I asked you for a single camel in the name of Allah, the one who gave you a beautiful complexion, that Allah who gave you lovely skin, that Allah ta'ala that had given you plenty wealth, so that I may complete my journey. If you give me one, I may be able to complete my journey. So he went to the leper first. So the leper replied, "I have many commitments. I got too many commitments." The angel said, "I seem to know you. Were you not that leper who people regarded as low? Were you not that poor person that Allah Ta'ala had given you wealth?" He replied, "I inherited this wealth from my forefathers." Now, in his arrogance, he didn't say Allah Ta'ala gave me. No, I got this from my forefathers. I inherited this. Now this is what he started saying. "I inherited this from my forefathers." The angel said, "May Allah Ta'ala return you as you were, because you are a liar. May Allah Ta'ala return you to that situation that you were, because you are a liar." Allah Ta'ala had given you something. The thing a person should do at that time is be grateful and acknowledge the gifts and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't show arrogance at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that. So now this is the dua that the angel made for him. May Allah Ta'ala return you as you were if you are a liar. The angel then went to the bald man in the form of an appearance of a bald man and said the same thing which he had said to the leper. The bald man gave the same reply. What reply? "I am full of commitments. I've got commitments, etc." So the angels, and then the other thing he said, I also inherited this. So the angel said, may Allah Ta'ala return you as you were if you are a liar. So the angel then went to the blind man in the form and appearance of a blind man. And he said, I am a poor man on a journey and my means of travel have been destroyed. I have no means of reaching my destination except through the help of Allah Ta'ala and by your assistance. I ask you for a single sheep in the name of Allah Ta'ala who returned your sight to you. So now this test also wasn't asking for everything. From that whole flock, just one I'm asking you for. So that I may complete the journey, the blind man replied, I was blind. I see what the blind man did. He started acknowledging the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah Ta'ala likes. He said, I was a blind person and Allah Ta'ala returned my sight to me. You may take what you like and leave what you like. You take what you like from me. I had nothing. Allah Ta'ala gave me everything. I was just like you, like a blind person. Take what you want and leave what you want. In other words, help yourself. So by Allah Ta'ala, I will not rebuke you for anything which you take in the name of Allah. Whatever you take, I won't scold you. You go and take it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel said, you may keep your wealth. You were tested. Now he tells him what happens. He said, you can keep your wealth. You were tested. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with you and angry with your two companions. In Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with you and Allah Ta'ala is displeased with your two friends. Why? Because when Allah Ta'ala had given something, the right thing to do at that time was to acknowledge it and to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not forgetting the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we find that Sayyidul Istighfar, one of the things that Sayyid, the king of all istighfars, a person makes this part of this dua is, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي. O Allah, we acknowledge all the favors that you have given us, and O Allah, we acknowledge all our sins. In other words, we openly acknowledge and we recognize that whatever favors you have given us, Allah, it is from you. And Allah, we also acknowledge that we are full of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this acknowledgement rather than being haughty. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.